Good afternoon, everyone. It is Saturday, the 25th of October, 2014. I just want to talk a bit about the new app in response to Gummy Bear 64, who I've recently started following because I heard his post on Blind Abilities about canes, and I thought he sounded a very nice, level-headed, nice person to listen to. So I followed him, and I also like the name because I used to have a guide dog called Star. And she just retired at this particular time, and I kept her, and I had my new dog. And Star didn't like it when I went out with a new dog. And my ex-husband had been to Canada. I forget what he went for. I think it was something to do with football or gold ball, like blind football or gold ball. And he came back, and he bought a load of packets of sweets for his nieces and nephews, of which there are many. He bought gummy bears and jube-jubes, I think they were called, and peanut crunch and chewing gum, cinnamon-flavoured chewing gum. And it was all in his holdall on the bedroom floor. And when we came back, Star, who had never been a thief in her life, had polished off the lot. And so somehow the name Gummy Bear stuck. And she got called Gummy Bear or Bear for the rest of her life. Anyway, that's not what I came on here to talk about. It's about the app. The thing I don't like about it is I can't upload a boo any more than about 20 minutes now. I'm on the Plus account, which I pay monthly. It won't let me upload it. It just keeps going round in circles, gets to 100% and then starts again. I have contacted Audio Boom twice with absolutely no response except the automatic ones. And it's now been a week, so I will contact them again on Monday. I can't be bothered to do it over the weekend, quite frankly. What I do, I don't like the thing where it starts to play a random boo. I haven't got any categories selected, yet still I get these featured boos coming up. And by the way, they are actually called boos and not booms, because if you notice when you get an email notification, it'll say someone has commented on your audio boo. So they are still letting us call them boos. Wow, thank you, Audio Boom. Is that supposed to compensate for the complete and utter cock-up of the rest of it? Okay, anyway, we're not going to go down that road, but what I don't like about it, what I despise about the app more than anything, is when you go into the play window and it stops, whether it goes onto another post or not, to get to the next one, you have to toggle menu. There should be a back button that takes you back to the list of boos. There isn't. There's a toggle menu that takes you back to the first page where you've got now playing, my categories, my follows, playlist, downloads, my account. So then you have to go into my account, and as messages and follow posts are right at the bottom, they're not displayed on the screen, so you have to swipe up to display them. So it's a right palaver. I mean, you know, I'm used to it. So if you've got unlimited Wi-Fi, this is what I do, because I have. I'll see a particular few that I want to listen to, so I'll actually download them into my downloads folder, but which you just tap on Mark Boo at the right hand side of each post, and then down along the bottom edge comes up a lot of options. There's adds to playlist, download, select and deselect all. There might be another one, I'm not sure. So I just download the one I want, and then when you actually go to listen, I'll download several. When you go to listen to your downloads, when you want to go on to the next one, okay, it might, if you can manage to get it to, it's a bit complicated, if you can manage to not to let it go on to another random one, I can't work out whether it goes on to any others that you've downloaded or whether it just go back to your followed posts again, but I've found that if you go onto the comments feature of the post, even if you don't want to comment on it, and then you just go back out of it again, it doesn't go on to the next post. It'll just stay on that one. And I know it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is, unfortunately. So if I don't really want it to go on to the next one, I'll just go into the comments feature. But it doesn't matter if you don't, because what happens when it gets to the end of that one, even if it goes onto another one, is that when you go onto the toggle menu, it'll take you to, it's just one less step, basically. If you go on to Toggle, and then you can, instead of going to My Account and then having to swipe up until you find follow post, you just go Toggle menu, and then you're back on that front screen, and then you just can go on download. So it's basically one less step. It's still a pain in the arse, quite frankly. The other thing that you said, I think, was that you can't listen to that you can, there's only a few that you can listen to. You can't go back. You actually can. You can on in my app anyway. If you keep going down through all the posts, it'll say 10 of 40 or whatever. It goes up to 40 like it used to, and then there's a load more button underneath. There are some discrepancies with this. Where there aren't load more buttons is apparently, I haven't checked this out, but apparently on the channels, they only display the last 15 posts, which is a bit stupid in my view, but there you go. So if you want to see any more, I presume you have to look on Safari or go on a laptop or a desktop PC or some other form. And in your playlists, I think this is really stupid. You used to be able to view 40. If you've added a lot of stuff to playlists, which I do, or used to anyway, I don't so much now because it's more of a palaver. You used to be able to view 40 in the app. And then there was no load more button. Now it's gone down to 20. However, it's always been the case that if you like something, and therefore it's added to your favourites, you can go back and view as many of them as you like. So rather than putting things in my playlist now, I just tend to like them. So that's why I've got about 1,300 likes or favourites. Because you can, if you want to listen to them or find something, you can actually go back through those. That's always been the case. With the playlist, it's always been the case, well, since I've been using Audio Boom, Boo or whatever, that you can only look at 40. Now you can only look at 20 and there's no load more button. I don't know why that is, but in the actual followed posts, you should be able to have a load more button at 40. I don't know how much it goes up to because I haven't tested it out, but you can certainly load more than 40. Now, what else did you address? Liking. As far as I'm aware, you've never been able to see in the app that someone's liked your post. You actually have to go onto the website to see that. I think that's always been the case. Comments, yes, you can see comments because if you go onto the post and you tap on comments, it'll say, see, it'll tell you if there's any comments. It'll say one or two. I wish they would bring in a notifications tab like you have on Facebook where you know, it tells you your notifications, like if someone's commented, if someone's liked something. Doesn't have that. I can't see them ever doing that, to be honest. I think that's about it. It's not a very, I don't think it's a very likeable app myself. I'm just trying to work with it because it's all we've got left, really. At least the direct messages have been fixed. I wish they'd put a back button into the posts, because then you could go back to the list rather than going right back. It's just senseless. There's a back button in the messages, so it's obviously feasible. I actually don't like it that it takes you onto the play window when it plays. I wish it didn't. But having said that, you know, it does, so I think some people like that feature. I actually don't. Or if it has to do that, I wish that the Mark Boo thing was inside the play window, because if you want to add something to your playlist, this is what happens. You listen to it, then you think, oh, I'd like to add that to my playlist, but then it goes on to something else. So you've then got to back out of that, go onto the front screen, you then have to go to My Account, then you're going to have to swipe up to follow posts, you then have to double tap on follow posts, you then have to go down and find the post that you want, then you have to mark it, then you have to double tap, add to playlist, then you have to go to the playlist. It's such a rigmarole, I really can't be bothered with it a lot of the time. So what I tend to do, actually, if I want to really add something to a playlist, what I tend to do is just to like it, because you can like that from inside the app, inside the play screen. Then go back later, a later time, because I know none of my likes are going to disappear. You know, the favourites aren't going to be swallowed up by a certain number. You know, there's not, because there's always a load more button. And I will just go back and add them, you know, when I feel like it, on block, if I'm sad enough to do that. I actually haven't done that yet. I've liked some thinking, oh, I'll go back and add them. I actually haven't done it yet. It used to be so much easier when you went into Boo Detail, then there was a Add to Playlist button. That was so much easier, because you don't know until you've listened to it whether you want to add it. And even if you want, even if you decide 2 minutes in, you stop the post, you go back, you've still got to go through all that, you know, to find it. And you don't want to add it to a playlist before you've listened to it, unless there's some particular person whose booze you add every single one, which I don't think that happens with many people. I can't think of anybody who's, you know, some people I do add a lot of their posts, but not all of them. Apart from that, I wish they didn't have the featured thing coming up, because I've unticked every category and I still get these random things for things I don't follow. I don't follow them at all. You know, there's a follow button there on the screen, so obviously I don't follow them, and I haven't ticked to see them. It just says featured at the top, and I don't think there's any way we can stop that I know of. It's annoying, actually, because most of the stuff that comes up I don't want to hear. It's even sport related, and I haven't got anything ticked in sport. I hate sport, basically. Anyway, I think that's about it. That's it for now. I don't know what I'm talking about. I think that's about it for now. I got mixed up. I don't know if this is helpful to anybody. Probably not. It's just how I use it. I wish I could get my upload issue sorted out, because that's really annoying. Like the other night when we went out, I did about 7 posts of short clips of things, whereas I would have done it all as one. I don't think there was probably more than an hour in total in that lot. Plus, it's quite annoying to have to keep stopping, and it's okay to pause something, but when it's really when an environment is really noisy, like stations I was in, even with earphones in, it's quite hard to hear. You've got to pause it, you've got to save it. And I think I actually deleted a couple of posts, drafts, because I couldn't hear what I was doing. There was one which I didn't find when I got home of me working my guide dog when we changed platforms at London Bridge, which I would have quite liked to have gone out, but I think I deleted it by accident because I couldn't hear what I was doing. So if you just have to pause something, that's one thing. But when you have to actually then close it and then choose save, and sometimes the app's a bit unstable and it moves from one thing to another. So you might think you've double tapped on save and you've actually double tapped on delete. Then it's a bit annoying. I'd rather just have it all as one thing. Maybe for other people listening, it's not so bad to listen to if it's short things, because they can choose to listen to it or not. But if it's a long one, no one's forced to listen to it, are they? They can just turn it off if they get fed up with it. Anyway, I don't want to make this too long, because then we run into the old business of it not uploading. I don't know if anyone else is having this problem. I'm using an iPhone 4S. I don't see why that should make any difference, because I'm up to date with my iOS and everything. I'm very concerned, and I don't know if this is an iOS with the phone issue, with my particular phone, with how actually answering a phone call is working out. It used to be that if you were playing an audio boo and your phone rang, it would cut the boo, which it still does. And then if you double tapped on it, you could answer the call. But now if you double tap on it, the phone will continue to ring. This is what happened to me. And the boo will start to play again. So what you have to do to actually answer the phone is it'll come up on accept. But when you double tap it, the audio boo starts up. So you have to swipe to the right past remind me, leave a message and all this crap till you get to accept again or answer. I'm not sure it says either. And then if you're lucky enough that your phone's still ringing by this stage, you can double tap on it and answer it. But I found it very frustrating at first because I didn't know that that's what you had to do. I had to practice this by ringing from my landline to my phone and practicing how to answer my phone. It's very annoying because if you're, you know, if you take your phone out in a hurry and you're used to just double tapping it to answer it, you're just going to get your last audio boo that you played starting to play. I don't know if anyone else has had this issue. I also had the issue, but I think that might have been fixed in iOS 8.1, where I tried to disconnect a call when it went to my son's voicemail, and I accidentally hit one of the number buttons. I don't know what one it was, and it was just a continuous beep, which I could not stop any other way than closing down the phone. I think someone told me that's been addressed now, but this other phone thing is just really stupid. A phone is a phone, first and foremost. I know a lot of us use it for many other things now, but I still want to use it as it's actually my primary phone, because my landline has a certain number of minutes on it each month, whereas my iPhone doesn't. I've got unlimited UK minutes. So that's what I use all the time for making calls, and people ring me on it because that's what they used to getting hold of me on. So therefore, you know, it's okay if the caller ID comes up, because I can ring them back, but if many times it's like a no number, and so you can't return the call because you don't know who it was, and they don't always leave a voicemail, so it's actually very frustrating. And I don't know if this is an audio boom fault, an iOS fault, or the fact that I'm using an old phone. I don't know, but anyway, I wish they'd sort it out, but I doubt they will if it's the phone issue. And I'm just really looking forward to my upgrade early next year. Anyway, bye for now.